is a good time, gal. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Time Gal. I'm your host, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited for our guest this week. He is super funny. He's been a friend for a long time, and I got to learn a lot about him that I didn't really know. Matt Pavich is on the show. It's great. We had a wonderful conversation. He's so funny. Part of me is like, yeah, I should totally have kids and raise them in New York City. And then the other part of me is like, no, that I shouldn't do that, you know? But anyway, you can follow him at Matt's Pavich, M-A-T-T-Z, Pavich, as if I just couldn't spell his name. Wonderful. P-A-V-I-C-H. Wow, really butchered that. But follow him, Matt Pavich, Matt's, M-A-T-T-Z-P-A-V-I-C-H. Wow, that's a mouthful. Matt, change that. Or don't. I don't know. It's hard. Anyway, I love this episode. It's very fun. And it's great. He talks about being bipolar and what that changes with his relationship to alcohol and drugs. Yeah, it's really fun. It's he's hilarious. And he's Croatian. I did not know that about him. Learn something every day. Yeah, thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe to the pod. And I don't know. Never change. Good Time Gal Pod. I'm at Caitlin Palufo. And yeah, I guess that's about it. Oh, I'm going on the road a bunch. Starting in Grand Rapids, October 1st through 3rd. So Grand Rapids, Michigan, if you're in the area, come see a show. I'm going to be at Dr. Grin's. I'll tell you more about it. But if you follow me on Instagram, it'll be there. Thank you so much. I love you. And, you know, Godspeed. Bye. Wait, hold on. There we go. Now we're recording. Oh, boy. Hello, Matt Pavich. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Caitlin Palufo?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Not as good as that shirt you're wearing. That is a very floral shirt. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I thought it was a good podcast shirt. You know, it's fun. Just like me.
Yeah, you're very fun. That's what everybody says about you. Matt Pavich has got fun shirts because he's fun. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
But how are you?
I'm good.
We were just chatting about your nightmare in an elevator.
Yeah, I got stuck in an elevator at my day job, and it was not fun. I didn't have my phone on me, so I couldn't even go on the gram or do anything. And there was 3 dollies full of boxes in there with me, and it was a small elevator, so I was just staring.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's so claustrophobic.
I'm very happy I don't have claustrophobia, but I was dripping sweat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun. It was a hot day yesterday. I didn't like it one bit.
No. Good God. That's awful. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay.
Did they tip you?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
Handsomely.
Yeah, they better. Oh, yeah. My God. You almost had a panic attack in the stupid elevator with all of their shit.
Yeah, I did. I did make it more dramatic than it was when I got out. I was like, oh, my God, that was so scary. But like, I was fine.
Yeah.
I was fine.
Don't ruin it for the next guy. Come on.
I know. I always pretend things are heavier than they are, too. I'm like, oh, geez. But just to get a good tip out of them.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. You play the game.
Play the game.
You gotta. Well, Matt, this is exciting. We know each other through comedy, I would say. You are born and raised in New York, right? Queens?
I am. Queens, New York. Astoria, to be exact.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's where I'm living right now.
I know. Not many people are from here, though. You know, it's hard to meet a Astoria native.
Yeah, I believe it. But you grew up in Astoria. That's why I feel like that's my theory as to why you are so cool. You are very cool and hip, and your demeanor is very like, yeah, I got stuck in an elevator. I'm fine, but you know,
I roll with the punches. Roll with the punches. I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
in these streets. So yeah. I try to be cool, you know.
Did you see? I feel like New York kids always see like the craziest shit.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some shit. It's New York. It's Nueva York, baby.
he's bilingual. That's fun.
Yeah. Nope. That's all I know.
Yeah. Oh boy. So were you like, were kids like hanging out every night? I feel like, yeah. Is it like a suburb, like in suburbia, we would go and be like, hey, can Brendan come over and play? And then we would play in the street, like kickball or some shit. Is that what happens in New York?
We had a garage. My friend Vinny's garage. Yeah, we partied pretty hard in. His name's Vincenzo.
Oh wow.
His brother's Antonio, and they used to run a family bakery. So it doesn't get much more Italian than that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, they poop cannolis. Incredible. Yeah,
literally make rainbow cookies during the day, and they were delicious.
Yeah.
And they had this garage in the backyard, and we used to get fucking, I mean, we used to throw 25 person parties in a place that held one car, like nine people should have been in there, but we had couches. We had a futon. People were fucking in the garage. It was crazy. Yeah.
How old were you?
15, 16.
No.
Yes.
People were fucking at 15. That's insane.
Ah, yes. It's Queens, baby. Trash. Absolute trash.
Did you fuck at 15?
No. I was a late fucker. I was saving myself for marriage because my mother is very religious.
Oh, wow.
Told me that I would go to hell if I had sex before marriage. Yikes. So I lost my virginity at 20 years old once I had kicked God through the garage door and said... No more holiness for me. I'm going down with the fun ones.
Yeah. Is your mom still religious?
Oh, very, very much so. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She really doubled down, huh?
She tripled down. She's a Messianic Jew, which I have a joke about. I tried to explain to her, that's a thing already, Mom. It's called a Christian.
What's a Messianic? I've never heard of that in my life.
It's a Jew that believes in Jesus. So she's figuring it out.
All right. Yeah. You know, okay. Dip your toe. Do whatever feels right. It's New York. It's Nueva York.
Nueva York.
Yeah. So you're partying with Vinny Vincenzo.
Yeah. His brother Antonio, my friend Giuseppe. I mean, Dimitri.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dimitri, Gaetano. We had some names.
Wow.
And we also had nicknames, and my nickname was Matt Bitch because I weighed 80 pounds until I was a senior in high school. I was a little guy, real skinny guy. And Pavich, Matt Bitch, I guess it stuck. They still call me Matt Bitch.
I was going to say it's not very creative, I will say. It's pretty on the nose.
It wasn't great, but for some reason it stuck. Yeah, we used to get fucked up in this garage, man. We knew we had a deli that would serve us 40s when we were way too young, and we would just get on our bicycles and bring back a dozen 40s and just get hammered in this garage.
How old were you when you started drinking? What was your first drink?
Too young. Probably like 13, 14, we started drinking.
Damn.
I know. And
it doesn't even taste good at that point.
No. We were just, I don't even know why. We were too young. I look back on that and I go, I hope my kids don't end up getting fucked up at 14. I mean, like blackout drunk. Like, I remember one time, my dad went away, and so I threw a rager at my dad's house. Mm-hmm. And Dylan threw scissors at Ahmad. And when I say that they barely missed his face, I mean, they stuck right in the wall behind him. So then Ahmad got angry, and he picked up a diet can of Coke. And he threw it at Dylan, and it missed him, but it exploded on the wall. And my buddy Dimitri saw wires on the floor. So he was like, it's going to create an electrical fire. It's going to create an electrical fire. So he ran out of the house, and we all ran to the window to see what he was doing because we were on the second floor. And he's in the middle of the street, Caitlin, just like. and he just takes off. So we're like, what the fuck is wrong with Dimitri? So like an hour and 40 minutes go by, and we hear the door swing open, footsteps running up the stairs, and Dimitri has a full-on fire extinguisher. An hour and a half later, and he's like, "Is everybody okay? Is everybody okay?" And I still have that fire extinguisher in the hallway of my father's house. We have no idea where he got it. He wouldn't tell us where he got it from. We still don't know, but he disappeared for almost 2 hours. We completely forgot about him, and he came home with a fucking fire extinguisher.
Oh, that's a good friend.
I know.
Oh. I
know. He was legitimately worried about our safety.
And that fire extinguisher does not work anymore. That is for sure expired.
Yeah. And the most fucked up part of that story is that my dad was, the reason my house was open and ready for a party was because he was like going to bury my dead grandmother in Croatia. And I was 14 years old and I was like, we'll throw a fucking party. That's the only, my dad's away. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? You should be grieving.
Did you ever meet your grandma?
I did. She was the sweetest lady in the whole world. And her, you know, in Croatia, grandma is Baba. Mm-hmm. And she was just this little Croatian woman. She was so cute, so sweet, always feeding us.
Aww.
She was a sweetheart of a woman.
Yeah, I knew Croatians growing up and they were very kind. Good parents. Yeah. Always wanted you. If you ever were hungry, you didn't have a chance. It was just.
Oh, yeah. Even if always, you're not hungry. Yeah.
Very sweet. Jasmina and Roy. They're not listening to this, but you never know. You never know. Shout out, Jasmina. Okay. But so you threw this. Did your dad ever find out?
He did. And he was very angry. It's funny that you say Jasmina because my dad used to rent out the rooms upstairs. And so there was a tenant there named Jasmina, who was a Croatian woman. And she was just in her room the whole time we were throwing this party. She would come out to take a shower like this with a towel and just walk into the shower like this, hiding away from us. And then she would go back into her room. And I threw like a pretty big rager, like a 3-day rager.
She came out in her towel. That is bold.
No. She would have like the towel over her shoulder but would just like beeline.
Okay.
She was a strange woman.
Yeah. And, how old was Jasmina?
She's probably like 40 years old.
Well, hell yeah. She didn't join you. That's good. That would be weirder, I feel like.
You got an extra beer.
Yeah. You kids are doing it wrong.
I'll show you how to shotgun one. Yeah. This is how we do it in Croatia.
Yeah. She follows it with cake, just any kind of food, and then starts singing Mamma Mia. I don't know. That's Greek. God damn it. So you're doing this. Is school fun? Are you like good at school or are you just kind of like, nah, party?
I was good at school. I didn't have to study a lot and I never did homework. Mm-hmm. I would just, I wasn't like very into school. I was always the class clown.
Oh.
And I would just, I remember even back then, like being upset if I bombed that day. Like going home and being like, that fucking stupid joke about Miss Jurin in third period. I should have said this. And like being in the shower at fucking 12 years old, like writing, you know, like tomorrow I'll hit him with this. Like, such a loser. We're such fucking losers.
Yeah, we are kind of pathetic, but in a fun way, you know, it brings joy to other people.
Yeah.
Maybe not Miss Gurn, but everybody else.
I remember I didn't win class clown in eighth grade, but I won grade clown. So we had like class things where everyone in our class would vote. And then we had like everyone in the grade would vote. And Dimitri won class clown. And then he was like, how the fuck did you not even win class clown, but you win grade clown? You're in our class.
Yeah.
Like, this is a popularity contest. You just know everybody. This is bullshit. He was upset.
He was upset. So grade clown was way more impressive than class clown.
Oh yeah. You got your own picture. And
there was only
five. There was like cutest, best dressed, grade clown, most likely to succeed. And one more. And it was a popularity contest. I mean, they weren't even in my class. So how could I fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the system.
I didn't get any of those.
You didn't?
No. I wasn't cool or I was friendly with everybody, but everybody, I didn't really fit one lane. I had a bunch of different lanes. And so I could have been in like, if I had just like been like, I only do this one thing. I don't know. I just was never. And I wasn't cool. I wasn't going to parties. I wasn't fucking at Antonio's house. I wasn't doing any of that. I was just hanging out at home being like, I got to get good at soccer. Like that was it. It was very dumb.
Was that your sport, soccer?
Yeah, soccer was my sport. Nice. And that's why I have fucked up knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the joy. Did you play sports?
I played like sports. I played basketball in like a like a CYO, like Catholic. I love Jason Kidd. He was like my favorite player at the time. He was on the Nets at the time. And my nickname on the court was Butta. And my buddy Kareem was Kareem Cheese. So we were Kareem Cheese and Butter. And we must have scored 6 points total per game. But we were walking around like we were the hottest shit because we had nicknames. I think that was even my screen name for a little bit. Crow Butter, like Croatian Butter.
Oh my God.
But I spelled it with a D, so everyone was like, are you Buddhist? I don't even know what
you're like, what are you trying to. It's style points. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. It's for my street cred.
It's for my cred on the court. I've only scored, I average 0.5 points a game, but I got a nickname.
So did you, you ended up going to college? Did you?
I did. I went to college for one semester. I went to Hofstra University, which is a real shithole, let me tell you. Okay. And they gave me $17,000 in loans for both semesters. And I blew all of it in one semester. I didn't even pay for school. I had what I think was my first manic episode before I was diagnosed bipolar. Mm. And I was just on a spending spree. Let me tell you how popular I was. I was buying dollar beers for the whole gang. I bought a pound of weed and sold weed on campus. I was just making so many bad decisions at such a young age. And then they were like, hey, you have to pay for school. And I was like, oh, it wasn't a clerical error. I thought I already paid for school. And they were like, yeah, no, you can't come here anymore because you didn't pay for school. So I had to take out a whole other loan. I spent like $20,000 in a half of a semester.
Oh no.
Yeah, still paying that back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm on the income based, whatever the fuck. And I went and still I feel like I would have been better off if I went your route and just cut my losses after 20 grand.
Where did you go?
I went to Pratt.
Pratt.
For grad school. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Oh, you've heard of it.
Two T's. It's got two T's.
It sure does. It is whatever. A big waste of money. But unless you're going there already, then good job. It's going to be great. You're going to be the one that fixes it all. Yeah, it's a big nightmare. Anyway, so college, you were living at home? Is Hofstra in New York City?
No, that's the only reason that I went to Hofstra was because it was the only school that I got into that had dorming.
Oh, okay.
And it was in Long Island. So I dormed there and met a bunch of kids that I'm still friends with. We raged so hard that one semester. I mean, I made like lifelong friends and I was there for fucking 4 months or however long a semester is. Because we just went so hard. I mean, every night was a party. I don't remember going to one class. It was insane.
Like what kind of parties would you, what are these dorm parties you speak of?
Well, they weren't dorm parties. A lot of the fraternities and sororities would throw like parties off campus.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were still on campus, I guess, but they had like their own houses. And one of my buddies was pledging for a fraternity. So I went to a lot of those parties. Mm-hmm. And then I made friends with a kid that was already a sophomore. So he had his own house off campus. And he used to throw a real good doozy of a party. Let me tell you. It was, we had like glow in the dark parties. Everyone wore white t-shirts and just like drew on each other. We did all those like stupid themed part, you know, 90s party. It was like we were born in the 90s. Why are we having a 90s? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that you're drawing on people and you're like, have little virgin boy. Like you're just, I'm going to draw on your shoulder.
I was. And I was lying about it too. I was like, oh yeah, I'm not a virgin. High school was crazy. You know, just all the lies we tell.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just a little virgin running around campus trying to get my dick wet.
When you got your dick wet, were you sober or?
I was not sober. No. I had sex at my buddy's house for the first time, and he was having sex in the room next to me.
Oh boy.
And he was way better at sex.
I should hope so.
Let me tell you, this girl was going bananas. And I have a pretty quick trigger. So you could imagine my first time did not last very long. And so me and this girl are just laying there listening to this girl have the time of her life. And she's like, you want to go again? And I was like, can you do that? Like, I didn't even know like the rules. I was so we just listened to this girl moan for what sounded like infinity. And then years later, that buddy came out as gay. Yeah. And I was like, that explains the length of that sexual experience, buddy. You weren't even having a good time.
I wish you were a boy. How long did it last?
Forever. Okay. I'm not kidding. I went to bed. I fell asleep to the sound, to the sounds of this woman just really enjoying herself.
Oh God, how do you moan for that long? You lose your voice.
She was a moaner.
Oh boy, that sounds awful.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Oh, you're enjoying yourself? Why are you closing your eyes and looking the other way? Stop calling me Brandon. Brandon's really getting a lot of shout outs in this podcast. Yeah. But oh God. Well, so what did you do after you stopped going to school? Did you still live near campus or?
No, I had to go back home. It was very embarrassing. My father was very upset. My mother was very upset. And my dad did this thing where he was like, you're not going to go to college. You're going to work with me. Mm-hmm. And that summer I worked as a laborer for the painting company that he used to work for. Mm-hmm. And it was miserable. I mean, mm-hmm. he had me doing the worst shit just to like try and teach me a lesson. So then I enrolled in Queensborough Community College and I got my associates there. And then I was like, what am I doing? I want to do comedy. This is not mm-hmm. what, you know, I don't need a degree for any of this.
Yeah.
So I just started doing comedy as hard as I could.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned that you're bipolar.
Yes. Bipolar one.
What is the difference?
Bipolar one means I have like full manic and depressive episodes, mm-hmm. like full on mania. And my understanding of bipolar two is like you have sort of hypomanic episodes. The swings aren't as severe as bipolar two. You can still have like mixed episodes in bipolar two, but the bipolar one is the one with the real fuck you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you just got lucky.
Yeah. The full on psychosis is what I got. So that's, it's fun.
And you think that that came apparent your first time away from home?
That was, when I look back on it, I was definitely, you know, saying things like I'm a genius and, I'm going to be the next, Brad Pitt and fuck school. I don't need school. I'm going to be famous in a year. And I had a journal and I look back on that journal and I go, oh yeah, that was mania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does alcohol affect that?
Yeah. Big time. Alcohol and drugs that was the first thing when I got committed to a psych ward was like, they were like, hey, your family says you like to party a lot. You're going to have to nip that in the bud. And really? I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm a genius. and then after being hospitalized like six times, I was like, oh, maybe I should cut the cut out. That was like the first advice I got and the last advice I listened to.
Yeah.
But it's working. I've been like sober for 300 days almost.
Oh, and, congratulations.
Thank you. And I feel so much better. You know, the mood swings are way down and my mood is stabilized. And I've been on meds for a long time too. And you shouldn't be on meds and be drinking at the same time, especially the ones I'm on. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that I finally figured out that life hack.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's so funny because we've known each other for so long. And so 300 days, it's almost a year.
Almost a year, yeah.
And I've known you for probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I, before you started talking about it on stage, I would have had no idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I guess you missed out on the most recent manic episode because I was in the streets saying some crazy shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What streets?
New York, the New York Comedy Club streets. Just walking into comedy club saying, I should be passed here.
Oh, really? Well, I think you're just saying what every other comic is thinking.
Yeah, right. But you shouldn't say that to bookers you don't know. You know, it was a dark time.
Oh, really? Did it have, did people find out or are you still suffering consequences from it?
I think people told the people that needed to be told, like, oh, this is not who he is. He's having a manic episode. Mm-hmm. But who knows, man? That's part of having a manic episode is you kind of have blackout moments too.
Oh, wow.
Where you don't remember things that you've said and done. And so people will be like, hey, last time I saw you, you were defending Bill Cosby. And I'm like, ah.
Oh, no. Literally any other comedian.
I know.
Oh, well, this podcast is over. No, I'm just kidding.
You just closed the computer. Yeah,
bye.
Bye. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Oh, man. That sounds... So you were hospitalized 6 times and the party... So how old are you now?
I'm 32.
32. Okay. Yeah. And so the partying kept up all the way to your 30s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't listening at all. Mm-hmm. You know, doing drugs.
Well, drugs are fun. So
I know. They're so much fun. And especially when once you've tasted mania, you know, you're always trying to sort of chase that high. And like some drugs feel a lot like mania, you know, Molly and ecstasy and stuff. They can really feel get it going, making you feel some similar feelings.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went on a bender and the next day or like 3 days later, I posted on Instagram. I was like, hey, I want to go to the beach. Me and my friend Casey were like, let's go to the beach. Mm-hmm. And Matt Richards actually was like, hey, I'm going to the beach. You want to come? And I was like, fuck yeah. He's like, well, the Uber leaves at whatever time. So me and my buddy Casey meet him at the Uber. We go to the beach and I'm still like coming down off MDMA. And I'm walking to the beach. Everything feels amazing. The sand in my toes. And all of a sudden I hear, Pietro, Pietro, no, Pietro. And I look around and this woman is running towards me because I'm wearing a bright orange bathing suit.
Oh, no.
And she goes, Pietro, my son, I cannot find Pietro. Pietro, help me. So I'm like, I just go into go mode, Caitlin. I was just like, everybody out of the water now. I run up to the lifeguard. I'm like, we got to get everyone out of the water. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this woman's lost her child. They were like, that's not protocol. Like, we don't get everyone out of the water for a lost child. I was like, so now I'm running in the water, like looking for this kid. She showed me a picture on her iPhone of this kid in a brown bathing suit. And I'm like nervous. I'm like scared that this kid's going to just like wash up. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. I don't know where Pietro is. So I'm looking, me and my buddy Casey are looking for hours. She's hysterical. The lifeguards are yelling at me. I'm yelling at the lifeguards. You got to fucking find this kid. Like an hour goes by, it starts raining. So everyone starts leaving the beach. I'm like, holy shit, dude, we lost a fucking kid on the beach. This is insane. I can't, this really fucked up my day. This fucked up my week. Like I have no idea where Pietro is. We're walking down the boardwalk, wet. Richards is like, I got to go, dude. I don't know what to tell you. And all of a sudden we fucking see Pietro and he's in the arms of this woman. And this woman's looking all around like she doesn't know what to do. And we're like, is this your kid? She's like, no, I found him. He was walking down the boardwalk alone, calling for his mother. I was like, we know his fucking mother. So the woman had like given me her cell phone number. I call Pietro's mom. Pietro comes running. She fucking sees Pietro. She falls to her knees. She's like, Pietro, Pietro. And she's like, I can't believe I found, you know, really emotional Italian woman. Mm-hmm. And she just embraces her son. And I'm still like coming down off MDMA. So me and Casey are like crying too. Me and Casey are crying. She's crying. She's like, I have to buy you a drink. I have to buy you a beer for finding my son, Pietro. So we're drinking Coronas. She's inviting us to her fucking family's house. I still have a video somewhere in my phone of this woman embracing her child. And me and Casey just like, yo, this is crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're a very talented man, Mr. Hero.
I know. I thought like, I was a savior and I was like, I found the child at the beach.
It was now crazy. You can't be a savior and then be like, I'm a savior.
I know. That's where the old mania gets.
Yeah. Just kicks in. All of this on drugs. Phenomenal. I know.
Fully rolling. Yeah. Wow. It was an eventful couple days.
I came down from Molly one time and I rethunk my whole life. I went to Herald Square during Christmas to buy presents for my mom because I was like, I feel so good. I want to get my mom the best gift ever. And I go to Macy's and then I see this guy, this homeless man is just pulling this woman's hair, trying to drag her down to the subway. And I was like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And then I went into Herald Square and had a meltdown in the middle of a Macy's and then was like, I made a list of like to do. Like for the year, like New Year's resolution. Yeah. And it was like, get your fucking shit together. You're an adult woman.
Herald Square is a nightmare. Herald Square coming down from Molly. Absolute shit show.
Oh my God. There were so many Pietros. You know what I mean? There's probably a dozen Pietros every 4 seconds. Good Lord.
What'd you get your mom? What'd you end up getting?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I think it was like a butter dish. I honestly couldn't tell. Oh, it was a platter. I think I got her a platter.
Oh, good.
Of some sort. She likes this one particular thing. And I was like, I'm just going to pick out the best thing they have. I think I had like $40. I was like, I can get her a salt shaker. That's it.
No pepper shaker. Just the salt shaker. No.
Just the salt. Because she's salty.
Hey.
No, she's not. She's wonderful. But yeah. Oh, my God. So I cannot believe that you found a lost child coming down of MDMA.
Yeah.
And being manic.
Yeah. And my mom called me and I was like still crying from like finding this child. And I told her the whole story and she was like, are you okay? She's like, none of this is adding up. When did you go to sleep? And I was like, oh fuck. I forgot to tell her that I didn't sleep. And it was just, but she was really proud of me. And then she found out that I hadn't slept in 4 days and did MDMA and she was less proud of me.
Yeah. Took a turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Took a turn.
Yeah. It's a tricky one. It's good and bad.
Yeah.
So was there one defining moment that you were like, okay, I need to stop with the booze?
Yeah. It was during COVID actually. Mm. I was just drinking and smoking weed every day cause we didn't know what else to do. Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, it's not really a good rock bottom story, but it was sort of, I have two keys to get into my apartment, right? Mm-hmm. I have the front door and then I have the door inside the front door. And there's only two keys. I own two fucking keys for my apartment. And I was getting so high and drunk that I would get to my front door and they look different, the keys. And I couldn't remember which fucking key went in the door. Mm-hmm. And I got in the apartment and for the fifth time, I was like, I'm going to mark them. And then I was like, no, maybe I don't need to mark them. Maybe I need to stop getting this fucked up that I cannot remember which keys.
Yeah.
There's only two of them and they look completely different. And I was like, this is it. I'm going to try the sobriety thing. And I'm very glad that I did.
Yeah. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it looks phenomenal. You got healthy plants behind you.
You have. Fake.
Okay. Well, that's why they look so good. But I'm just saying, you look great. You seem happy.
Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Thank you. You were doing a sober thing for a while too, right?
Yeah, it didn't stick. I was doing a sober for weight reasons, trying to lose weight. Yeah.
Okay.
And I lost about 30 pounds.
Hell yeah.
And then I started drinking again and I gained about 10 back. So so I'm still down 20, which isn't bad.
That's great. Not,
yeah. Love it. Yeah. We still got the love handles, but you know, they're a little smaller. I'll take it.
Drunk eating is really what gets you. It's not even the booze. It's just like 4 a.m. fucking house and a cheeseburger. It's like, that's what gets you.
Yeah. For me, it's the, I don't really get hungover, but I get an upset stomach the next day. And so I'm like, oh, well, the only thing that will cure this is McDonald's. And not great. Too bad it's not a salad, you know?
Yeah. Iceberg lettuce really makes me feel better after.
You know what it is? Cranberries. Crazy. Well, this has been very fun. And is the point in the pod where I like to ask if there is any story we did not get to that is a fun one.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many. Back to Vinny and my queen.
Oh yeah, I love Vinny. I love me some Vinny.
My queen's goons friends. We used to gamble after we would get drunk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we were running a real degenerate garage. And we played this dice game called CeeLo.
Oh yeah, I know CeeLo.
Yeah. And one time there were these girls that were from Queens, but moved to Florida and they were back in Queens and they would visit us sometimes. And I accidentally ripped her bag. She had a fake Louis Vuitton bag and I ripped it and I felt really bad about it. I just grabbed it to pick it up and it wasn't really my fault, but she was very upset about it and it ruined her night. So we were playing CeeLo later that night and these were our first jobs. So we all were so proud of ourselves for having money in our pocket. So we were gambling a lot of money. I took $800 from my friend Vinny that night.
Oh my God.
He just kept going to the ATM and I would say, dude, you cut your losses, stop. He was begging people for money. And I took $700 or $800 from Vinny that night. And I remember just handing this girl a fistful of cash and being like, get yourself a new bag, sweetheart. And she was like, oh my God, thank you. And I it's just a vivid, drunk 17-year-old memory that I have.
Oh my God. And meanwhile, that purse probably cost $15.
Yeah, she got it on Canal Street. Yeah,
100%.
But hey.
It's that ruse that people when you walk by and they pretend to that you knocked into them and they drop the liquor.
Exactly. It was ripped beforehand.
Yeah. She's like, what you do? This costs $800.
This is real.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have to ask if there's any more Vinny stories. I love Sweet Vinny.
Sweet Vinny is such a good guy. He was my roommate for a little bit. He's the best. I love Vinny to death. I highly doubt he's listening to this. He doesn't strike me as a podcast guy, but I love you, Vinny.
Oh, very sweet. Okay. Yeah. Well, where can people find you, Matt?
You can find me on Instagram. It's @MattZPavich. I also just launched a podcast called The Episodes with Matt Pavich. It's on Spotify. And the link is in my bio and all that good stuff. It's a mental health, mostly bipolar podcast. So
hey, look at that. That's great.
Check it out. Yeah. Trying to destigmatize this awful disease. So check it out.
Yeah. Well, you're thriving, I'd say.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is great. All right. Thank you so much, Matt. You're
wonderful.
Thank you, Caitlin.
I'll
probably see you tonight or tomorrow.
Probably, yeah. I'll see you in the streets.
All right. Bye, my sweet genius.
Bye-bye. Good time.